Let us pray. Open our ears, our hearts, and our minds to hear your word this day, Lord. Your word that helps us and guides us and moves us and guards us and challenges us each and every day. Pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. This week, we wrap up, at least for us, the Sermon on the Mount. Even though there is more to unfold in the scripture that we don't touch on and in our lectionary, there's more in scripture to find out. And today, Jesus is reframing and broadening the understanding of the commandments of murder, adultery, divorce, and oaths in a way that goes straight to the heart of the matter. A heart check. This reframing challenges us. And it makes me go back to the small catechism question of what does this mean? And maybe we start with the first century Palestine understanding of the heart. It was considered the central organ of a person's thoughts, intentions, and even their moral life. And the reality of that intention, thought, and moral life, the heart of Matthew's gospel was that Jesus was asked what the greatest commandment was, and he puts it in this way, that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first command. And the second is like this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. So what does the heart mean? Love is what matters and what it means. But yet, as we talked about with the kids in our secular society gathering around Valentine's Day this past Friday, where flowers, cards, and heart-shaped boxes of chocolate are handed out, Jesus is really encouraging us to get to the real heart of things. The heart inside each one of us, where we hold our thoughts, our desires, and even our fears, where we treasure what we love and we rationalize what we do. In the core of our hearts, we long to do what is good, what is right, what is true, and yet we also struggle with those who do not treat our hearts right. And yet our hearts are sometimes so wild and passionate, tender and sensitive, and are so the core of who we are, that this is what Jesus wants to unfold and unpack today. Jesus is preaching to his disciples, his closest followers, up on the mountain alone on purpose so he can have this incredible heart-to-heart conversation with them so that they know what is at the core of Jesus' heart. He wants to teach them and us how to follow him. And like any good leader, he tells them and us that we want to do great things with him. And our hearts will have to be in it all. And in the instructions that Jesus unfolds in the gospel may make us a little uncomfortable or even make some of us shut down in the midst of reading this and hearing this today and possibly even cringe. That he's not this big-hearted, gentle, loving Jesus that we expect. He's saying some very tough things that are very hard to hear about cutting off body parts and gouging out eyes. I'm sure you heard it, right? Jesus demands his disciples to step up in their following. Can they go from a superficial faith to a deep personal right relationship with God and Christ? And can we as well? If we take these words from Jesus seriously and think about who we are and why we do what we do, how much of our hearts are really engaged in life, in this incredible life that we live, in life mostly, I think we do what we do and what we have to do. Or maybe we do what we ought to do, because that's how life unfolds. Yes, we try and eat some kind of fruit and vegetable nearly every day. We go to work and school and volunteer or talk with our friends. We pay our taxes. We try and get out to know our neighbors, because that's what we ought to do and what we have to do to be socially acceptable. It doesn't have much to do with our hearts, really. It's just how life unfolds, from cradle to the grave. But Jesus says that's not the kind of disciple he's looking for. He's not looking for people who do stuff out of thinking or following because they ought to. He's looking for people to follow him with their hearts, who want to love God with all that they are, not just obey the law, who want to be more than the religious types like the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who turned everything upside down by even adding more laws. Their hearts weren't in it. Their hearts were with following the letter of the law and making even more up. They weren't about following the spirit of the law. God isn't just after our obedience. This incredible, wonderful reminder in Deuteronomy, God was and is and is always after our hearts. For us, related to life and death, being blessed and cursed, but after choosing an incredible, abundant life, to flourish in a community in this opportunity to live in this life together, in this flourishing relationship with God and with one another. But yet, over time, God realized that over time, the commandments and the rules given in love became disconnected from us and from God. And our hearts became disconnected as well. So today, Jesus re-explains the law to the disciples and us. He says it's not about being legal or holding the letter of the law. It's not about staying out of trouble, because we can't do that because of our brokenness, folks, our imperfections, our sin. It's about sharing in God's love and in God's kingdom and putting that at the center of all we are and what we do and how our hearts live out into the world. And Jesus shows us what living out in the world and the challenges that we deal with by addressing some of these tough topics. We hear, you have heard that it was said you shouldn't murder anyone, but then Jesus goes into further and he says, but I say to you, that's not enough. It's not enough just not to murder people. God wants you not to have murder in your heart. God wants you not to carry around resentment and loathing or mean thoughts about others in your heart. You have heard that it was said to not get angry, or not to call someone a fool. And if you have an argument, stop what you're doing and fix it. Be reconciled to one another. Maybe the disciples were thinking, and maybe we are thinking, now, come on, Jesus, what's the big deal? We all get a little angry now and then. We all have our moments and our pet peeves and our things we dislike and maybe struggle about someone or something, and usually no one ends up getting murdered. This no anger thing is a little much, don't you think? But Jesus knows us, and he knows what our hearts are like, and he knows that whatever is in our hearts will affect us physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Our relationships matter. The loving our neighbor matters. Even in a poll in 2018 at the end of the year in Gallup showed that when people were asked about their feelings the previous day, the majority of Americans said, 55% said that they experienced stress a lot the previous day. Nearly half, 45%, said they felt worried a lot. More than one in five, 22%, said they felt angry a lot the previous day. The thing about anger and these other feelings is that they don't stay put. They fester. And if it's at the center of our lives, then it will become who we are. What's in our heart matters, is what Jesus is saying today. Our thoughts, our desires, the wishes we carry around inside, all of them matter to our lives as disciples, as followers of Jesus. Even if we weren't technically doing anything wrong. Even if we weren't breaking any laws when we, think about it, blast someone an email or post something bad on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, TikTok, and the things go on. That's why we have a right, and sometimes we feel like we have a right to say what we want, when we want, and how we want, is where we are in this world. But Jesus says, actually, if you are my disciples, you don't. You don't have a right to ignore the darkness in our hearts. Because that's what your heart makes you who you are. Jesus challenges the disciples and us today to choose life so that you and your descendants may live. Live in love for the Lord. Live in the blessings that God has given us. And Jesus reminds us and the disciples, I need your heart to hold and share the love of God daily. That's why your heart matters most to me. Jesus doesn't want us, remember, to follow the rules. He doesn't want disciples who have faith on the outside, but nothing on the inside. We are called in the waters of baptism to be people after God's own heart. That unconditional love. Even though we are not perfect, we are called to be as authentic as we can be. And of course, it's not always easy. We hear also about, you shall not swear falsely, but carry out the vows you made with the Lord. That we are not to lie, but to be honest and truthful and reliable, to say yes and no, and to let our integrity speak for itself. And you have heard that it was said if divorce is just requirement back in those days as a piece of paper, they could easily do it to women and just throw them aside in that legal day. But it's not about throwing people aside. But I say to you, Jesus says, that's not good enough. As the disciples gather, take marriage seriously, take relationships seriously. Think about how you are hurting people. Think about the poverty that they will face, the ridicule they will face. Think about how their lives will be ruined forever. Think about how we protect people and protect relationships and restore them. What is the gift of love for one another? Everyone has a heart. How are we calling to care for one another? If we diminish people and treat them like body parts and look at them in a bad way, they become objects, not people made in God's image. And this makes us think about how we continue to journey in life and caring and supporting and growing a community of faith and love. And yes, we heard today about this covenant, but today's message is more about that. It's about people after God's own heart, reframing how we share that love. And Mother Teresa has an incredible gift about how we reframe our faith in love. Faith in action is love, and love in action is service. By transforming that faith into living actions of love, we put ourselves in contact with God Himself and with Jesus our Lord. We are transforming and changing this community each and every day by sharing this love of Jesus. And so that's what it means. That's what it means to be a disciple and follower of Jesus. About changing lives each and every day. With sharing love and stepping up in our community when we hear racist and sexist comments, when we see people not being given fair wages for what they do, when we see friends at school being bullied, we step up and be friends with them and support them and care for them. Jesus doesn't want us to do what we can. Jesus wants us to live with our full hearts each and every day. And sometimes our hearts even have to be on our sleeves. Because Jesus came with a full heart, a heart that was given for us all, to choose an abundant life, because all of us are blessed and loved by God, just as we are, blessed and broken. Amen.